to take away from the two games last season against the Lions from an offensive line?
We have to do a great job of using our hands against these guys. They're very violent with their hands, and they prescribe the thought process of, man, we're going to go to the quarterback first, and then we're going to play the run. Well, what that does for them is it gives them a lot of penetration. And so if one guy allows penetration in the run game, then it's hard to cut back or cut forward, you know, whatever you're trying to do. So you're really trying to keep them on their side of the line of scrimmage the best you can in the running game. And in pass protection, you got to get on them fast. They are relentless. They don't stop. We've seen them over and over hitting quarterbacks. So we just want to make sure we're aggressive with their D-line. We're matching their aggressiveness. You know, they kept the defensive line coach and Washburn, and so they stayed similar up front. Now, they haven't put as much pressure. They haven't called as many pressures or blitzes earlier in the season, but the last three or four games, they've upped it to a good 40% of the time, which is more than they were doing earlier. So just a change up here and there, throwing a linebacker at you or a safety at you, and that's changed over this time. But we like I said, we really have to just match their intensity in their building, and it'll be loud. You know, they're fired up, having a good season, and rightfully so. And they've lost a couple games here lately, and so I think it's a good matchup between us.
How much does it help this week? You know, obviously with everything being compressed, your front plan could be similar to a team that has another penetrating free technique. You had McCoy last week. You got Sue this week. So, I mean, is that a benefit to you as you prep for this week?
Yeah, it did prep us for this week. It was a similar style defense last week. These guys rotate eight players as well. They stay fresh. Even when New England was going no huddle, they found a way to sub four guys in. And really, it's almost like hockey out there. They're getting their different lines out there.
When you look back to last week's game, obviously another slow start for the offense. Was it by design to go more horizontal than vertical against that, or was that just the circumstance of how the game kind of unfolded?
You know, that's what they gave us early, and then we didn't do a good job of actually completing our plays. You know, we weren't completing passes like we expected. That would have changed the outcome of those drives. We didn't expect a false start. And that would change our drive. So we just got to get total focus and be able to throw and catch the ball. And when we call runs, you know, get 3 or 4 yards early in the game, because you're not going to break a big one unless someone just blows a gap early in the game until they start getting tired down. But I think we can keep working at it, and the guys have the attitude to keep working at it. And you saw we changed the tempo of the game in the second half, and thought, especially after the turnovers, gave us good field position. We felt like we could run the ball, and we chose to do that. And we were in some tight, we didn't have a lot of yards because we ran the ball from the 1-yard line, 3-yard line, red zone, slamming it in there against heavy boxes, and just really trying to change the feeling or the tempo of the game, being more physical game, and that's where we feel like we did a good job in the second half.
Jay's been vocal about the benefit of moving the pocket. It seemed like that was lacking a little bit. Did that contribute to some of the pass protection issues?
We had an individual breakdown on one sack, and then which one-on-one a guy got beat, and the other sack was a coverage sack. They were covered, and he was just scrambling around, and he thought about running, and then the running lane that he had thought he had, he didn't have, so he went down just to secure the ball. And then the third sack was moving the pocket, and they blitzed a guy off the edge, and our fullback didn't get there fast enough, and it just, you know, it, he just had to take a knee. So protection-wise in the dropback game, they did a nice job and gave him time in the pocket.
You find, though, that he seems to have more confidence.
I think that as the games go, as a quarterback, you want to change the spot that you're throwing the ball. You know, you don't want to be a sitting duck in one target. And I don't think I don't think we ever attempt to do that, but some defenses won't let you outside. You know, you hear John Gruden on TV talking on Monday night, you know, this 3-4 defense, outside linebackers, you can't get any nakeds and boot outside the pocket because they won't let you outside. Well, sometimes these wide nine defenses, defensive ends, won't let you get outside. So you're trying to orchestrate ways to do it. But sometimes it's just tough. They know that, and they keep you in the pocket. And you got to take what's best, and we're trying to move Jay as much as we can.
When Sue is really going, what about his skill set is so disruptive?
First off, I haven't seen Sue not really going. But what's so disruptive is he's a good athlete, and he's extremely powerful, and he has strong hands. So when he gets his hands on you, he extends his arms, and he'll shed you from his block. You think you have him stopped, and the next second he's throwing you aside, and because you have all your weight down to try to stop him, and then he throws you aside and goes and hits the quarterback. And so you got to try to get double teams on him. And then there's going to be times you're one-on-one, and you have to be as physical as he is.
Is there a trick to double-teaming him and then not getting burned by somebody else? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's always the that's a good question, because it's you know whether you're helping him with the tackle or helping him with the center, then that leaves somebody else one-on-one. So you got to try to devise ways to help that player as well. And we've done that over the years. And there's different ways we do it, and whether it's chips and things like that we can help the other side.
Is it any more problematic this year? You know, last year you had that great continuity. This year you're in a little bit of flux. Is it harder to kind of, you know, do that, I guess, with the current situation?
Yeah, you know, with offensive line play, a good offensive line works together when you know someone's weakness. So you know on your own team, the guy playing next to you, he's very good at this, but he's not good at this. And so you can cover for each other in your own subtle ways. And then when you have all this rotation that we've had with our offensive line, it's getting used to another guy, and it's a lot tougher that way. But you know, we're expected to play, and we got to go out there and do the best we can of trying to work that out, and we try to set up situations in practice to get that done.
Sharon, you may have already addressed this, so I apologize, but do you have the personnel, you think, offensively to run a hurry-up offense more outside of the 2 and 4 minute drills?
Yeah, we could run a hurry-up offense, and it's a team game, though, and sometimes you want to keep the ball away from the defense, you know, from putting our defense back on the field. So the thing that you get into, if you try to go too fast and you don't do well with it, the defense might not get any rest. And any time you can stay on the field, you know, it's helping the other side of the ball.
How did Kyle Long progress from the first matchup against the Lions to the second one last year?
You know, there's a big difference, honestly, between that and being inside and outside. You know, you get on their field when it's loud and they're quick off and you're having a hard time hearing, and you try to use silent cadence and you do the things that you do, it's tougher in an away game against someone like that. And then we came back home in the grass, and it did help him to have some familiarity with his strength that Sue brings, and just showed him more like what he would do against Kyle. And so it helped him, but he was so young last year, just trying to feel his way through the game, that sometimes each game was different anyways. But I think Kyle has grown a lot in the last year, and we expect him to do to do his job.
What's made Detroit so effective against the run this year?
They've penetrated the offense very well with their D-line. And then their linebackers are extremely aggressive. They're not big, but they get off blocks and they get edges. When they decide that you're running in a certain hole or their hole that they have to fit, they do a great job of dipping their shoulder and getting under people and getting into the backfield to make the tackle. And it's been rough sledding against them.
I know the two of the really good run defenses you played, the Jets and Niners, were a little more different scheme. Is there a 4-3 team you play that's somewhat similar to this, or do you look at those games to try to figure out how to run the ball?
Yeah, well, similar. It would be Tampa. You know, Tampa was a penetrating defense. it would be someone like them.
Aaron, if you can handle the noise, is playing in a dome a benefit to this offense in general and Jay in particular?
You know, it should. It should be because you don't have elements in the throwing, in the passing, and the ball security. And, you know, anytime you take the elements out, it should be better. Mm-hmm. And then we just have to handle the noise. And there'll be a couple mistakes because of noise, and you have to deal with it and move on. And it's not an excuse, and we have to play through it. And teams win in noise. They win in away games, and we need to do it.
What did New England do well against that pass rush last week?
They threw the ball very quickly. They took advantage of what they were giving them, and they found the open guy quickly and got rid of the ball before the pass rush could get there most of the time.
How was Brian Dillon Fuente holding up a guard other than that one sack he allowed?
Very well. Very well. He's done a nice job substituting in at center this year and at guard. We're very lucky to have him. And, you know, playing guard is a little out of his element, but at the same time, you know, with the practice that he got, and it's one of the reasons he made the team is because he was so versatile inside, and he did a nice job. Yeah, you know, a lot of guys play injured or slightly dinged, whatever you want to call it, and it does inhibit their play. And you see it on the field, and you do the best you can, but it does hurt guys. And some guys don't have as good of years as they have other years because of it. And hopefully he's back healthy this week. Yeah, he's not moving as well as he has, and hopefully he will be when he gets back in there.
Who's left guard when he comes back?
When Jordan Mills comes back, then Ola will flip him over, yep, to left guard.
Aaron, do you get any, I know you're not the head coach, but I mean, do you get any feeling that the last two wins, which some people say would say it was not against great teams, or that that's given you any kind of momentum? You know what I'm saying? Do you have any... Do you feel like that's something you can really build on, or is this just a whole other week, a whole other test against a totally different degree of difficulty?
Well, some people go totally on a win-loss record of a team, like Tampa last week didn't have a great win-loss record. But if you really studied them, you realize that they lost games in the last seconds of games, game after game. And so they're not a bad team. They just couldn't find a way to win as you went on. And so... late in games, but they were right in every game. They were playing good football off and on through games, and so any win in the National Football League is a good win, and it's style points. We don't go by style points. At the end, it's going to say a W. We had 500 yards against Green Bay in the first game, the first time we played them, and we didn't win. So our style points were great, but it didn't do us any good. This week, we found a way to win with a formula that we needed to win the game. And we don't care about style points. We'd like to play well every play, but that's not the design of winning and losing.
Coach, how do you help your team recover from, it seems like the pre-snap penalties and the drop passes, those just really derail the rest of the drive. How do you get guys to kind of look past those and pick up the pieces and move on? Because that's been a real problem the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, what we do is we constantly talk about playing the next play, because all you can do is get half of it back on the next if it's second 15 or whatever it is. All you can do is get half of it back and try to get in a manageable third down at that point.
You feel like you guys can sort of get back into the downfield passing game despite their pass rush, and like you talked about New England getting the ball out quickly, can you guys stretch the field?
If we can run really fast, yes. You know, there's ways to get down the field, and when they give us the opportunity, we'll try to take it.